Hi, I'm Ben. Today we're going to be working with a couple pieces of image editing software, namely Adobe Photoshop and GIMP. Both of these pieces of software allow us to modify images in a variety of ways, from simple red-eye fixes to combining images into beautiful compositions. Today we're going to do the latter, but with a little wiggle room on the beautiful part. We're going to create a CSE1 t-shirt design that we could submit to a place like Cafe Press or Spreadshirt and have created into real t-shirts. So let's get started. I have here Adobe Photoshop CS6, which is just the newest iteration of their Photoshop software. We're going to begin by creating a new file, which we can do by clicking File, New, and then setting a few parameters, namely the name, which we can say Beautiful T-shirt. And then we're going to change the width and height to be in the units of pixels, and we'll set them both to be 1,000. We'll leave the background contents as white. That simply defines the color of the background. And we'll click OK. So now we see we have our beautiful white canvas. The first thing we're going to do is pull in a few different images to create our t-shirt design. So if I navigate to an image I already have opened up, we see a giant red heart. And we're going to take this and move it to our new image and maybe layer a few things on top of it to create our final project. So the first thing we need to do to get this from here to our new image is select it. Photoshop gives us several tools that we can use to select parts of an image. These include lasso tools, which allow us to move the mouse and select an individual piece, or something called the magic wand, which we'll look at later. If we zoom in a little bit, we can see there are a few options for the lasso tools. We have the regular lasso tool, a polygonal lasso tool, and a magnetic lasso tool. And the normal one just gives us a free form. We move around the image trying to select, and it selects however we move. It's a little difficult to use because it responds completely to how you move the mouse. The polygonal lasso tool gives us straight lines. And the magnetic lasso tool lets Photoshop try to guess which surface we're trying to select, and then pulls, almost like a magnet, to that surface. So let's use the magnetic lasso tool. We can begin by just clicking anywhere along the edge of the heart, and then moving the mouse along the area we want to select, in this case, all the way around the outside edge of the heart. And we can see that the lasso does a pretty good job of sticking to the end of the heart. And even if I pull my mouse away a little bit, it snaps back down automatically. So we'll go ahead and complete this. I can click on my original starting point to finish the selection. And now we see we have this sort of moving dotted line dashed line around the outside of the heart. That means we have this area selected. So I'm going to switch over here from our lasso tool to this select tool. And the select tool is going to allow us to click inside this area and drag it. So now we can move the heart all around. In this case, we want to move it to our other image. So I can hover over the beautiful t-shirt file, this open tab, and then drag it in. Uh-oh, it's a little big. So the next thing we need to do is resize. And anytime you need to rotate, resize, or distort an image, you can simply go into your Edit menu, Transform, and then we see a few options. Scale, Rotate, Skew, Distort. In this case, we want Scale. So when we click that, we should see, we didn't see anything. If we try it again, click Scale, we see this box pop up around the outside of our layer, and we can select the corners or an edge and drag it around to resize it, just like in any software you might have used previously. So I'm going to go ahead and center it a little bit, make it approximately the same size as our image, and then when I'm content with my resizing, we're going to go and click this checkbox across the menu bar at the top to confirm our save, or our resize. So now we have a beautiful heart. The next step is to add something maybe on top of this. The heart kind of expresses how I feel about E1 in general, but we can make it more specific. So let's navigate to the other image I have, which is a beautiful picture of RJ. So the magic wand is a really good tool for selecting all the pixels of a similar color. When we click anywhere in the image, Photoshop is going to select everything around it with a similar color and tone. And it works really well with a big solid color like this white background. So if we navigate over right below our lasso tool, and right-click, we see we have a quick selection tool and the magic wand tool. The magic wand tool is what we're going to select. And now we see our cursor is a sort of magic wand looking thing. And The way we can use this is simply by clicking on the area we want to select. So I'm going to click over here in the background, and we see that dashed line that indicates we have an area selected. But in this case, it looks like we selected the giant white background, and that's not quite what we want. Instead, we want RJ. So with any selection tool in Photoshop, once you have an area selected, you can simply right-click, and there's an option called Select Inverse. And when we select inverse, it's going to select the inverse. So instead of having the dashed line around the white area and the top of the image, we have it around RJ and the bottom. So now again, just like we did with the heart, we can move back to the selection tool. We can click on RJ, we can drag him around, and we can move him to our beautiful t-shirt. Now obviously, he looks a little short in this picture. He's kind of chopped in half, and we have a little bit of a white area around his head. So if we wanted to use Photoshop professionally, these are the kinds of things that we might want to fix. But for this, I think it's good enough for our purposes. And now is an important time to touch on another topic, another feature that Photoshop gives us, and that's layers. If we look at the menu in the bottom right corner, we see we have something called layers, and we have a layer 2, a layer 1, and a background. Looks like layer 2 has RJ in it, layer 1 has the heart, and our background is just the plain white sheet. So the purpose of layers is to give a sense of ordering to our image. Layers that are above other layers in this menu are going to display in front of them. Layers behind will display behind. So if we take layer 2, which contains RJ, and move it below layer 1, the heart, we see that he disappears, because now that layer is behind the heart and we can't see him. Another important thing to note with layers is that although they're by default named layer 1, layer 2, or layer N, we can double click on their name and change it. So I might want to change this layer to be called RJ with the periods because that's how he spells his name. And although it's not as important for this video, when you start to have a larger project with something that might have hundreds of layers, it's a lot easier to work with something called RJ or RJ's face than something called layer 345. And I guess in that example, we're selecting RJ's face and moving it around in a picture. But I digress. So now that we have these layers, and let's move RJ back on top of the heart, we're starting to get what could look like a nice t-shirt design. So at this point, I feel like we've gotten a good exposure to Photoshop's UI and design. So let's switch over to GIMP. We can do this by simply selecting File, Save As from the menu at the top. I'm just going to save this file, we'll call it beautifultshirt.psd, that being Photoshop's default file extension, and we'll save it to the desktop. I may have already saved it, so we'll just click Replace, and OK. And now, if we navigate over, I have GIMP opened in another window. All right, so now we're looking at GIMP's UI, and we see it looks kind of similar. We have a few tools over here in the left corner. Maybe we can view our layers up on the right. And then in this middle, we have a giant blank screen. So let's go File, Open, and open up the document we just created. If we navigate to Desktop, BeautifulT-shirt.psd, it sure is going to be a beautiful t-shirt, we see RJ's smiling face again. And over here on the right, we even see that we have the same concept of layers that we did in Photoshop. So they're starting to feel like relatively similar tools. And rest assured that GIMP contains similar functions for everything we did in Photoshop, and the things that we're going to do in GIMP can be done in Photoshop as well. So, now that we have this file open in GIMP, I think all we really need is some text to declare that this is a t-shirt not just to love RJ, but to love RJ as a CSE1TF. So, we're going to navigate over here to our menu on the left and select the text tool. And with the text tool, we can just click anywhere in the image and then begin typing to add some text. So I'm going to add some text over next to RJ's head. And if I begin typing, we can see some really, really small text, CS. And I'm going to immediately just select in this menu bar that pops up the size of 18, and we're going to make that, say, 150 pixels. I have to change the size of the text I already clicked, double-click to select it, and now change this. So now we see a giant CS. That's looking good. I'm going to use GIMP's Move tool, which is a little different than a Photoshop Select, but similar. Click on the CS, and we'll move it over to the side of his head a little more. All right, Now we need some more text. What CS course is it? It's CS E1. So if we add our E1, and again, select the text, and change the font size to 150, we have CS E1. Going to center it a little bit. So I feel like we need to add one more piece of text to finish up this design. So we'll select our text item again, click along the bottom, type team r.j. Select it, and change the font size to 150. And now we see, if we use the Move tool, we can center. And we have something pretty beautiful. CSE1, Team RJ, a beautiful big red heart, beautiful picture of our friend. So I think that completes our design. And despite what I just said, it's really not exactly beautiful. But whether that's my fault or poor subject matter, I'll never know. Either way, I hope that this video has given you the exposure to these photo editing tools that will allow you to create something even better. I'm Ben Shryock, and this was Photo Editing in Photoshop and GIMP.